Welcome to the National Awakening Conference call. My name is Marlon Sharp. I'm the National Field Director for STAN, and here's your host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
Folks, thank you all for joining us. Of course, we have a very special guest, her first time on the National Awakening Coalition Conference call. Let me say a word of prayer quickly because she's got a very short schedule, and I'd ask you all to press star 6 and get in queue when we open it up for questions, because we will not have her until 12:30. We'll only have her until about 12:20. So let's say a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for this wonderful constitutional republic that we've been blessed to live in. Thank you for leaders like Judge Jeanine Pirro, who is standing up for the principles that made America the greatest nation in the history of mankind. Thank you for these leaders on the call who are fighting in their respective areas of action to try to uphold the principles that keep us a free people. And Lord, we're asking you to help us to defeat the forces of darkness and evil that are trying to take this country in a way that our founding fathers never intended, that our Constitution doesn't allow, and that we don't believe Almighty God will ever bless. We thank you and we praise you and commit our nation into your loving care. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, amen. Folks, she doesn't need a long introduction because I'm sure all of you know her. She has been a fixture on commentary for Fox for a number of years and, of course, is one of the outstanding jurists in our country. So, Judge, forgive the brief introduction, but I know you're short on time, so okay. I just give you the floor. Thank you for taking time to be with us.
Well, Bishop, I can't thank you enough for the opportunity, and it is certainly an honor to be with you, and I thank you for starting with that prayer. You know, one of the things that you referenced in the prayer was the Constitution and our founding fathers. I don't believe that there's any American who doesn't support what our founding fathers and the Constitution, which is the law of the land, prescribes. But unfortunately, America is on a decline. Unfortunately, we're living in a country now where the founding principles of this nation are being attacked on a regular basis. And I call the last book that I wrote Crimes Against America. These are crimes where America herself is the crime victim. All of us ultimately are victim of a nation in decline, but the attack on the Constitution and our way of life is something that we all must recognize and deal with. First, let me say that one of the most important things that we have as Americans, and one of the things that few countries have that makes us so special, is the ability to speak freely and openly, and freedom of religion in addition to that, both of them in the First Amendment and in the First Amendment to the Constitution. But what we have seen over the last several years is a restriction of First Amendment. It began about 8 years ago when they talked about politically correct lingo, that if we didn't say something in a politically correct way, as opposed to an honest, straightforward way, if we would say something that might hurt someone's feelings, that all of a sudden we were to be ostracized and we were to be canceled. And that continued to the point where in the last election, a laptop, and it's not the laptop in itself, Bishop, but I want to be clear about that, although I think it is, as a former prosecutor, judge, and DA for over 3 decades, and a woman who myself has run for office 5 times during those 3 decades, I can tell you that a discussion of the laptop was literally suppressed by big tech and by the mainstream media. The effect of that ultimately was the election interference at the highest level. And when you post something about what you feel or what you think, they could take it down on social media and say it was disinformation. And then ironically, the same people would come up with a Mary Poppins kind of ministry of truth. And that's when everyone started saying, wait a minute, the truth is not just what you see or how you see it. The truth is something that we have decided from the beginning of time. And no government has ever interfered and said, that is not true or this is not true and you can't believe that or you can't hear that. But that's exactly what we experienced during the 2020 election. And the inability to talk about that in social media was the suppression of the First Amendment. Now, a lot of that came from COVID and the reluctance that people had to a vaccine. And if you were reluctant or you were not in tune with what this administration wanted, you were a vaccine denier, you were someone who was putting granny and the rest of the world at risk. Well, now we find out that that vaccine didn't protect people the way Fauci and his team decided that it would. And people kept getting COVID over and over again, especially with Omicron. And we were called the deniers, and we were called people, you know, who couldn't be trusted because we didn't believe in the vaccine, and so we were to lose our jobs. Whether you were nurses, whether you were in the military, whether you were in law enforcement, whatever the job was, you could be fired if you didn't vaccinate yourself. And now we find out that the vaccine was nothing like what they were selling us, that it was something that couldn't obviously get FDA approval. It's only emergency approval, which means they have no idea what the long-term effects are, but they've certainly got enough of us who've taken it so that we can be subject to a study later on as to what the effects are. And the problem with the COVID and the totalitarian instincts that our government had was that churches were one of the first to be closed down. Places of worship were closed down, whether it's a mosque, whether it's a church, or, you know, whether it's a temple or a synagogue, they were closed down. And even the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court in the Calvary Church case, said, you know what, you, and this is in Las Vegas, mind you, you go out there and you want to play in the casinos, have at it. Go for your game of chance. And if you want to go to the multiplex theater, go right ahead. 18 of them under one roof. Go in as many as you want. But if you want to go to the Calvary Church in Las Vegas, only 50 of you at a time. And that came from the United States Supreme Court, the Calvary Church case, which showed that the First Amendment was something that they could toy with, whereas big business was allowed to roam and ramp it up. The churches were not. And some of the churches were closed down. Some people were arrested. I mean, this was crazy all over the world. And this country that was founded on Judeo-Christian ethics was a country where churches and religion were under attack. And our children, they are suffering not just the long-term effect of not being in school for almost 2 years. And I have to laugh. I saw Jill Biden this morning saying that her husband was an education president. Our schools were closed down in America while they were studying quantum physics in China and Russia. And our kids were suffering from depression, alcohol, drug use, and worse as a result of the closure of schools, where they got billions of dollars for the schools, billions, but couldn't keep them open. But the Catholic schools were open, the Lutheran schools were open, the charter schools were open, the private schools were open, which is really an argument why the money has to follow the child. And now I can tell you what's being taught in schools. And my mother, God bless her, would roll in her grave if she were told what they're teaching kids in kindergarten, this sexual, you know, fluid gender identity nonsense with little children is harming our society. It is harming us and is putting our children at risk when they should be studying to compete in a global world. Instead, what they're doing is they're literally trying to decide what sex they should be, and they're being mutilated in an effort to get them to comply with what they think are what they want. And then you've got this feeling that the transgenders, that the men who want to change to women, should compete in women's sports. No way. No way. What they're doing in this country today is they are not only oppressing women, they are suppressing women, and they are erasing women. When you need a transgender man to turn into a woman to be the most beautiful woman in the world, or to be the Miss Whatever, or to beat a woman in a woman's sport that she has fought her whole life and gotten up at 5 in the morning to compete for some man who is physically stronger to beat her, That is the suppression and the oppression of women. And we can't have it in this country. It cannot survive. And, you know, the idea that we are not going to fight for our children and education and religion and freedom of speech is frightening to me. And it is the indication of a decline of a nation. And let me touch one more subject before I open this up. Crime in America is at an almost all-time high when we've got something called social justice. No one can define it. They don't know how to what it amounts to. All they know is cashless bail. And as a result of cashless bail, you've got criminals who are emboldened. You've got them violently attacking other people randomly in New York City. On Sunday, two people shot by some kid on a bike with an illegal gun. You've got a Lyft driver in Washington, D.C., who's shot by four kids. Life has no meaning anymore. And this signals the decline of a civilization. America is in a decline. And that's why I wrote the book, Crimes Against America, The Left's Takedown of Our Republic. And I could go on for 1 hour on this. Because what we are losing is we're losing our place on the world stage. We're getting involved in nonstop wars for someone else's borders when our southern border is overrun with fentanyl and drugs and human trafficking. And as a prosecutor, I can tell you that I was a child abuse prosecutor before I became the DA. I prosecuted child abuse homicides, sexual trafficking of children. I know this stuff is real, and don't let anyone tell you that it's not. There are people brought to this country who are victimized and enslaved, and when even the New York Times talks about the fact that we've got these kids that are brought over the border that are being abused in basically slave labor, working on roofs with no in violation of all child labor laws, in addition to the fact that they are being trafficked, you know, we're in a sad place, and it is the decline of a nation. And I'm telling you, we are in decline in every metric, whether it's education, you know, whether it's free speech, whether it's businesses, whether it's crime and freedom. And if you can't go out there and you can't start a business and have the police protect it because the police have been defunded, or you can't have your children walk home from school because you're worried about some homeless people or criminals being allowed to run free. Pedophiles, if they're arrested, they're let out. I mean, let's not kid each other. This is a country in decline, and we've got to do everything we can to stop it.
Wow. Sobering assessment, Judge, but absolutely true. And since you've got limited time, because you and I, you could talk an hour and I could ask you questions for another hour. But let's go to our callers. Let's take the first one. Go right ahead. Did we lose them? Okay. Let's try the next one from Greensboro, North Carolina. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Bishop. Hey, Judge. This is Pastor John with Ministers Taking a Stand. We feel your pain. Those of us ministers taking a stand are taking a lot of heat for being some of the 5 percenters who preach out against culture now. I know that not too many politicians and commentators invoke God's word and talk about how we need to return to our Christian values in this country. I wonder what your thoughts are on that, and given your Catholicism, whether you feel the need to speak out in that way. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor. That's a very important issue. And the truth is that I often say in my courtroom, above my bench was a sign, "In God We Trust." And that gave me strength. That did not in any way diminish me as a judge or diminish anyone's rights. But now people are objecting to that. And when I talk about a country that was founded on the Judeo-Christian ethics, I talk about a country that was founded, and one of the most important things is freedom of religion. And, you know, to have God back in our society is what we need. Too many people are godless. You've got people right now who are following Satan, who are singing about Satan as though that is something that needs to be followed. I agree. And I think, by the way, I think there are a lot more politicians who invoke God's word and God's name when they talk. You just don't hear it that much. It's not given much play. But I absolutely believe that when you're talking about people primarily on the right, we respect God, we respect the church. Whatever your church, your pastor, your synagogue, your temple, it doesn't matter. But that is something to be respected. And when we lose that, we lose this country. I mean, we can't live without God in our faith, in our beliefs. I mean, the whole idea of stealing and consequences. I mean, if there are no legal consequences and people don't believe that there are religious consequences or moral consequences, then why not? And that's why we are where we are. We've lost both. You need them in tandem.
Okay, we're down to just a few minutes, actually 3 minutes. I think we got Claire Lopez back. Let's see if we can get her on.
Ah, Claire.
Yes, thank you, Bishop. My phone cut out. Judge, it's really good to hear you again. And
yes,
I'll tell you,
hi,
I still
Claire.
Miss your show. I still miss your show on Saturday night. But I wanted to ask you, Claire. I bet you do. Very quickly, for the ordinary folks, average American citizen patriots, what can they do against that whole list, the litany of America in decline? What can we do best, most effectively at the local level?
You know, when I wrote the book Crimes Against America, Claire, I mean, it really was, and I did it like an indictment. I mean, you're an attorney, you know this. You know, I did the indictment and I did the counts and I did every one of the 9 counts. But I end the book on a positive note. And I believe that there are good-hearted Americans who believe in God. They have religion in their hearts. They have God in their hearts. And those people need to speak out more and not be afraid to say, you know, like I see something all the time where it's, you know, a guy comes on and he says, hey, can I bother you for a minute? Let's say a prayer together. And I end up praying with him. I mean, little commercials like that. But let me give you some positive reinforcement. You saw what happened with Bud Light. You saw that nonsense with that transgender, whatever the name of that person was. And America reacted vehemently. And America said, no way. And now Bud Light isn't even in the top 10. That's Americans. Those are good-hearted people saying none of this nonsense. And when you saw Americans reject the Tuckett bathing suits in Target, and Target lost billions of dollars because they were making bathing suits, girls' bathing suits for boys so they could tuck their private parts in, America said no. So I truly believe, Claire, that there is a solid foundation here. We've got to get involved in the school board races. Get your face in front of that school board. You've got to get involved in the DA races. You don't want a Soros-funded DA. How do you know if you're Soros-funded? They come under different PAC names. You don't know. But you better go and talk to them and make sure that they debate. And we've got to make sure, in addition to school board and local police, the school board and DA, the mayor appoints the police and the police chief. None of this defund the police nonsense where they want a social worker to go on a domestic violence call. I started the first domestic violence unit in the nation in 1978 when I was a young prosecutor. It still is one of the most dangerous calls that a cop can go to. And these fools want to send a social worker because they think they got to figure it out. They're dumber than the fools, Claire, you got me going, dumber than those fools who think, you know, if we defund the police and if we let everybody out and be free, we'll be a safer society. No, we're not. We're in more jeopardy than we've ever been. Random crime is through the roof right now. Your children are not safe now. When we've got people who don't care about you but only care about themselves, whether it's Cori Bush, who's in Congress, who says, yeah, she's got all this money so that she can pay for her campaign for her private bodyguards, but she doesn't want you to have a cop. And I can go on and on. Don't buy the nonsense. Don't buy it. They don't care about you. We're little people to them. And when Hunter Biden gets away with all kinds of crimes, they don't care. They laugh at us. And it's time they learn not to laugh at us because we pay the taxes. We elect them. And this running to over the overrun of the border, you know what that's all about. It's to make sure they've got enough Democrats in this country.
Mm-hmm. Well, Judge, we've got people lined up to talk to you. Do you have time for one more question, or do you have to go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's take Juan Gonzalez. Go right ahead, Juan.
Judge.
Hi.
Judge, thank you. Thank you for helping us to immigrants to understand the values, the fabric of our nation. After a long year living in America, finally this December, I'm eligible to become U.S. citizen. That became a citizen is not only to hold a good passport. It's embrace the values, embrace the foundation that America was built upon us. And let me tell you, like me, 100,000 immigrants, we are fighting for our nation. Even we're not yet legally U.S. citizens, but we are fighting because there is hope for America. I have had the privilege to travel at least 3 continents. I can say it, America is the best country in the world. Not perfect. Thank
Amen.
You to be
Juan,
an example.
Juan, we got it. It's wonderful what you say. But the judge has limited time. You have a question for us? Something you wanted to respond to? Okay, go ahead, Judge.
Yeah. Juan. You are the embodiment of the American spirit, and I want you to remember that I said that to you. Every month, I would swear in newly naturalized citizens in my courthouse when I was a judge. It was the best day. I never saw people more proud, more committed to America, people who believed in the American dream. They fought to come here. They believe in the values. They proclaim their loyalty to this country. More loyal than many others, and I congratulate you, and we welcome you into the family of America. God bless you for what you did, and God bless you for that trip that you took.
Judge, it's been an honor to have you on. Thank you so much for taking the time. We hope you'll come back again. People really appreciate the stand you're taking.
Well, Bishop, I appreciate you, and I appreciate the idea of religion and God in our lives. We cannot be a godless nation.
Amen. Is there anything, now, we know, of course, to watch you on the 5. Is there any place else that you would recommend where people, if they want to get your book or they just want to see what Judge Jeanine Pirro is saying?
Yeah, you can get my book at judgejbook.com or Amazon, judgejbook.com or Amazon. And let me say one thing. The book is written very simply, but there are footnotes if you want them. I back everything up with facts. It is as clear as day what is happening to this country. When you see the beginning, when they started, and I take you right through where we are today and how close we are. So if you get the book, I mean, I'd be happy to sign it to you at judgejbook.com. Okay.
All right.
You can catch me on WABC Radio, but I'd rather come back and talk to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take advantage of that. Thanks, Judge. God bless
you.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you. Well, folks, she had a shortened time today. We thought we had it for 30 minutes. We got it for 25. So, for those of you who are on the line, we will still take your calls and comments. So let me take a moment because I've got something very, very important to say today. And I've been waiting for this moment to say it. Couldn't say it earlier. Things weren't clear, weren't solidified, but I'm now able to say it. And by the way, I'm still not making any public pronouncement. You might think this is public, but actually this is just basically to the people on this call, and we do have the press who infiltrate the call. So to some extent, the cat is out of the bag. But I am going to run for President of the United States. I have been praying about this and thinking about this and just really, frankly, a part of me just didn't even want to think about it because it is such a daunting task. And I know at the very best I'm a long shot, but I'm going forward with it because I really believe this is what the Lord would have me do. And I think that if I don't do it, I would be disobedient. And then what God does with it is up to him. I mean, my job is to be faithful, and of course, he is ever faithful. So obviously, I know that I'm a long shot, so why am I running if I think I'm a long shot and probably won't end up in the White House as President of the United States? Well, I'm running because I really believe just what you just heard. Everything that Judge Jeanine said, we all know, is absolutely true. And I really believe that the key to our decline is the rebellion and rejection of the Word of God, rejection of Almighty God, a refusal to adhere to the Judeo-Christian values and principles. This nation, I believe, is at the root of every crisis that we face. We're dealing with people. Their God is power. They're not interested in serving the American people. They're certainly not interested in being accountable to God. They're not interested in any sense of absolute right and wrong by which we're supposed to live. They're going to do whatever they want to do and whatever it takes to get and keep power. And she was absolutely right. That's why they're bringing all the illegal immigrants in. That's why they're willing to cheat on elections, because the only thing that matters is not this country, not you, not me. The only thing that matters is that they are in charge. And some of you have heard me use this example, but in Paradise Lost, John Milton's great epic poem, where he depicts the battle between Satan and the angels of God, and he says that Satan says better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. And I think that's the attitude of Democrats. They would rather reign over a hellish nation than serve in a heavenly one. They don't care what happens to America. They just care that they're in control of whatever it is. And that, you know, the Bible says that the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. And that's exactly where we're headed if we don't turn the situation around. And so my primary purpose for my campaign is to call America back to the godly principles and foundations that made us the greatest nation in the history of mankind. That is my purpose. That's what I'm going to do. And then we'll see what God does with that. I will tell you all that I've been getting confirmation after confirmation in doing so. I talked to a woman earlier today, and I am not exaggerating. She said, I have been praying. She found out I was going to run. She said, I have been praying for 10 years that you would run for president. I said, what? She said, I have been praying for 10 years that you would run for president because I really believe that your voice is desperately needed. Now, I have to tell you, that was a shock to me to hear something like that. I mean, you've been praying for 10 years. My goodness gracious. I mean, I certainly haven't. I've been thinking about that. I love this country, and I want to do something to serve it. But it just goes to show that the Lord has been sowing those seeds in the hearts of people. I've heard it on my radio program and so forth. So again, I don't know what God is going to do with it. We know that with men, things are impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God, and all things are possible to them that believe. And so, yeah, in the back of my mind, I'm aware that if God wants me to be president of the United States, somehow he'll make it happen. And I can't tell you that that's what he's told me. I'm going to be president, but I know he's told me to run. So I'm going to run, and we'll see what God does with it. So we're having a rally on Friday at the downtown Richmond Marriott Hotel at 500 East Broad. It's called a Second Chronicle 714 Patriotic Rally to Secure America's Future. And at that rally, I'm going to make my announcement. So if you're in the area and you want to come, no tickets or anything like that, please come. We would love to have you. We're going to have people from around the country there. The people who have supported me and been praying for me for years are going to be there. And I'd love to have all of you there. And of course, I'd love to have your support. I realize there are lots of candidates in this race, and I realize who the two front runners are, Trump being the most prominent front runner and way, way out front. So I realize a lot of people have already made commitments and so forth. And as I said to another friend earlier today, I mean, this is not about making enemies. This is about trying to bring America together. So nobody's going to offend me because they're already supporting somebody else. I would fully expect that. I'm getting in late. I'll be the 14th candidate to enter. And so others have been campaigning literally for months. And I'll just be getting started. We've got a debate coming up on August 23rd. I've got the challenge of trying to meet the requirements for that debate in about 5 weeks, which is going to be a daunting challenge. And so I realize the deficits that I face in terms of raising the amount of money that you need to run a viable presidential campaign, getting my poll numbers up, and getting the number of donors up so that I could qualify for that first debate. I'm well aware of all of that and very realistic about it. But I know what I'm supposed to do, and I'm going to jump in and do it to the very best of my ability. So, I mean, we don't even have a website up yet, so I'm not saying, you know, go to my website and make a contribution, because there's no website yet, but there will be one. It'll be up in a couple of days. EWJacksonForPresident.com is going to be the website. And so if you check on Friday, you should find it there, maybe even late Thursday evening. So I just wanted you all to be aware of that, to know that. And this is really the first time I've made this comment, other than to my church, made this statement to a group of people. I've been telling individual friends, but haven't made it to any group. But this is a group that has been with me in some ways for a decade or more. And so I thought it was appropriate to give you all a heads up so that you wouldn't hear it from someone else if you haven't already. You'd be hearing it directly from me. So having said that, the stand is going to go on. This call is going to go on. I will be here as often as I can be. But the work of this ministry and organization is going to continue. There will be no cessation whatsoever. We're working on what I need to do in order to make sure that stand remains capable of meeting all of its obligations and taking care of the staff and doing all those things that need to be done. So you all rest assured we will be here for you on an ongoing basis. But I'm going to take as long as it takes to follow this path that the Lord has set me on. And you know, if it ends in the White House, then I'll tell you what, we'll be having some of the greatest Tuesday calls we've ever had. But I realize the likelihood is that's not where it will end, but again, we'll see what God does with it. If I can impact the debate, if I can get other candidates talking about the importance of our faith in God as the foundational principle of this nation, that will be a contribution that is worth every bit of time and energy and effort that I'll have to put into it. So you all be praying for me, and again, I'd love to have your support. If you're going to come to the rally on Friday night that starts at 6 o'clock for fellowship, 7 o'clock for the program, you can RSVP at EWJackson at EWJackson.com. That's EWJackson at EWJackson.com. So we're off and running as of Friday. I'm not a candidate yet. I haven't filed yet. But I am letting you all know that I am going to become one. The decision's been made, and the die is now cast. So here we go. We'll see what God does with it. But I am really blessed to have a wonderful group of people around me to help me with this, and I'm looking forward to it with tremendous excitement and enthusiasm, because, again, what motivates me is love of God and love of country, and a profound caring for the American people, who have been such a blessing to me and who I found to be such honorable and decent and compassionate people, who don't get the credit for who we are as a nation. We're described as racist and white supremacists and all this nonsense. But I say that's not the America that I know and love. And that's not the America that I've seen and experienced. And those aren't the people that I've met. The people I've met are some of the most decent human beings you'll probably find anywhere on the face of the earth. Compassionate and caring and interested. And we just need to awaken more of them to get fully involved in the political process. Because I'm convinced of this. If every American with traditional values, Christians and others as well, would decide they're going to vote their values at the polls, we vote the rascals out and vote in people who are going to really serve us and are going to bless and strengthen our great nation rather than ripping it apart. If we don't do that and we get the rascals like the ones we've got in the White House now and in control of the Senate, we're going to get murder and mayhem and chaos and subservience. We just saw Janet Yellen bowing to some Chinese premier, subservience to the forces of darkness around the world rather than America being the light of the world. So we got a stark choice in front of us. And like I said, I think Judge Jeanine kind of set the stage. She said, America is in decline. And now the question is, are we going to be able to reverse that and put America back on the path toward upward trajectory? And I say, yes, we're going to get that job done. Either me or somebody else, but that job's going to get done. I believe God is going to make that happen because we're seeking him and asking him to help us to save one of the greatest blessings that any people has ever experienced, and that is the United States of America. So let me stop there. I've said my piece, and I've got about 5 minutes left. And so if those of you who wanted to make comments or ask questions of me now or want to make comments or ask questions of me now, feel free to do that. Press *6, and we'll take your questions. Or if you want to comment on something Judge Jeanine said, that's fine too. Okay, so let's take some questions here. Go right ahead. Is that Bob?
Yeah, Bishop, congratulations on your announcement. You're
Thank
obviously
you,
going to be the most articulate voice in the Republican field, and I pray that you'll make a huge impact. I originally called in. I was going to ask Jeanine Pirro how we could take the Southern Poverty Law Center down a peg, but
yeah,
the call is far broader at this point with your announced candidacy. And the hope that you can make a big difference in the race. I guess my question would be, what are you going to do first for the campaign? Do you have a schedule set up, or what are you going to do?
Well, first is the announcement. And Bob, thank you so much for the congratulations. Thank you for all you've done for our country. You've been a warrior for a long time, and I really appreciate and admire what you've tried to do for this country, and I know you're not nearly done either. We're going to start with the announcement, of course, on Friday night, and then on Saturday we're going to do a press conference on the violence that's happening in the inner cities. We're going to probably do that in one of the urban areas of Richmond about the innocent children. You know, we're going to highlight the gallery of forgotten children, all these children being murdered since the defund the police movement started. It's been a horrible curse on the entire country, but particularly most acutely felt in the black community. And children have been murdered, and the media still hasn't connected the dots. So I'm hoping maybe as a candidate they will. And then we're planning to go to Jamestown Landing to rededicate America at the memorial cross that Reverend Robert Hunt. That's not the cross that he erected, but you know, it's a memorial marker of their dedication of the land to God in 1607. So that's going to be our second stop, and then on Sunday I'm going to be speaking at. I'll be speaking in Fredericksburg, let's put it that way, at a church. I'll pull up the name of it here in a second. So yeah, we've got the first few days planned out. And, of course, as you know, these campaigns require money. So a lot of my time in these early stages is also going to be spent dialing for dollars and talking to people about why I'm running and asking for their help. So, Bob, good question, but that's where we are. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Okay, I know we're running short on time. Let's take another, and I'll try to be briefer in my answers if you're calling to ask me a question.
Bishop Jackson, this is Jose.
Jose. My man, Jose.
All the way in California. I just want to encourage you, Pastor, backing you 100%. running for president can mean a couple of things. Number one, you've got a venue and an audience, okay, to bring the message. And you will be a magnet. You will sway people over to your side when they see the popularity and the votes and attention you are getting. So you are definitely an impact in this, whether it ends up in the White House, which I'd be love to have you there, or just an influencer. Second thing. Instead of the, you know, this is a decline of a nation, this is the deconstruction of America, all the things that are happening. And, you know, what are your thoughts on, don't know if we talked about this before, but being a leaf fighter, fighting all the leaves on the tree rather than taking out the root of the tree, which is basically Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and taking this message to the kids. Want to recommend a kid's Bible called Truth for Youth by Revival Ministries, I think, and they've got 90 pages of action cartoons. This is what will get the attention of kids on all the dysfunctional, harmful things that are going on. It's like $2 a copy. It's in Spanish and English. Just want to encourage that we go back.
Thank you.
You know,
thank you, Jose.
Like, and you know, if I could just make one more thing. And that is looking at David Wilkerson's The Cross and the Switchblade, the gangs and drugs and heroin and sex, maybe we talked about that, in New York City in the late 50s and early 60s. You know, he conquered that with the saving message of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Amen. So, Jose, we got a bunch of people on, Jose. We got to move on because we're running out of time. But look, the answer is yes. Yes to all of the above. And you are absolutely right. The root is our faith in God. The root is our faith in Jesus Christ. That's the problem. Let's go to the next one.
Yes, this is Russell from Annandale. The Idaho legislature has considered legislation to outlaw the mRNA injections, and I wonder what your position as a presidential candidate is on outlawing any of the so-called COVID vaccines.
Man, that's the first time I've been asked that question, but I'll tell you, based upon what I know right now, I would outlaw them. I don't see that they've helped anybody. I mean, I stand to have that proven wrong, but I don't see that they've helped anybody. But I do see where they have done tremendous harm. I said, my wife and I didn't get it. We refused. And we've been healthy. We had COVID in November of 2020. Now it's almost 3 years, never got it again, been perfectly healthy. We have friends and family who got the shot and ended up getting COVID two or three times afterwards. I don't see that it's helped. So, yeah, I would be completely open to outlawing it because I don't even like this idea of this sort of this thing that kind of plays with human DNA. That's not that's really not a vaccine. And, of course, I think it's proved to be more of a curse than a blessing. So, yeah, but thank you for raising that question. It's one I hadn't considered. Let's take another one.
Hey, Bishop. Congratulations. This is Pastor John Elam.
Hey, John.
I want to know a text. Listen, Eve and I are thrilled. We're going to send you a donation, but is it better to split it up amongst other people to help you get on the debate stage, or is one check okay?
Well, look, I think rather than playing around with it now, one check is fine because it's going to take a whole lot of one checks. You know, I've got to come up with 40,000 of them over the next 5 weeks. So I would start there and encourage friends and people to give. But thank you very much, John. I appreciate that. By the way, folks, there's no website up yet, but the website will be up on Friday. Very simple, ewjacksonforpresident.com. So thank you very much for that practical question there, John, because we're going to need all the help we can get, not only to get on the debate stage on August 23rd, but to really be viable in the long term, in the long run. Okay, we've got two more. Let's take those.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Ham.
Pastor Ham, praise the Lord.
Yes, indeed. Bishop, you know, we are excited and we consider ourselves blessed that you're coming to Richmond to make this announcement. Oh, I mean, words cannot say, but we congratulate you.
Thank
congratulate you.
You
in your stand, first of all, and I would say that your stand had been over the years. So you have a great build-up in the things of God. And I ministered on Sunday that it's going to take a preacher, not a politician, to bring America back to its founding roots. That in God we trust. I preached that Sunday. I said, politicians do okay, but I think it's going to take a preacher. We need the voice of a preacher. Peace and blessings to you.
Sam, listen, I will take that as a prophetic word, and I hope that I will see you on Friday night. I hope you can come. All right, one more.
Hello, Bishop, and everyone. Louise in California. MyFreeDoctor.com. I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
No. I just said hello.
Hello. Yes, excited about your run. Very excited. I'll be in deep prayer about it. MyFreeDoctor.com for Dr. Artis, who is well-connected with, I don't know, tens of thousands of European doctors. This is old news. But, yeah, we have all of the evidence. Not only are they not helping, but these mRNA shots, we know how many people have been dying all over the place with blood clotting. So it's not just that they're not helping. They're hurting. They're killing people.
Yep.
So my
free doctor, you're right.
Dr. Artis, A-R-D-I-S, wonderful source. Old news, again, not only connected with tens of thousands of doctors in Europe, but they had, I'm getting my story wrong, forgive me. I think it's 1,000 doctors networked with and then 10,000 other doctors in the lawsuit against the WHO. Again, very old news, but, you know, he's a great one to follow. So myfreedoctor.com is get, you know, the initial network with him.
Praise God. Well, thank you, Louise. And I this is why I love talking to you all, why I get such a great satisfaction from my radio program talking to people, because, frankly, I hadn't thought about the issue of banning that vaccine. But I think that that is a great idea that I'm going to start taking a very, very hard look at exactly how we would do that, because I don't think the thing's done anything but enrich the pharmaceutical companies and enrich Anthony Fauci, and it's been a curse to the American people, probably a curse to people all over the world, except for communist China. I think they've got a big kick out of watching us writhe in agony in this country over a virus that they released upon the world, with the primary intention of bringing us down, experimenting on us like rats in a laboratory. And to think that our own institutions help to finance this thing is just unthinkable. And as far as I'm concerned, folks, just so you know, I think Anthony Fauci needs to be investigated, because I hold him accountable for all the deaths in this country and the arrogance with which he approached this and pushing this stuff on people and censoring people who were disagreeing and wanted other therapeutics to be considered and wanted natural immunity to be part of the discussion. But he didn't want any of that. No, it's only one answer. You got to get these shots. And I think as a result, he is more responsible than any other single person other than maybe communist China for killing Americans, and he ought to pay a price for it. Well, look, that's going to do it. God bless each and every one of you. So please be praying for me. Because I know God calls us to do things that are bigger than we are, because he's bigger than we are. And where God gives vision, he gives provision. And so I am leaning on the everlasting arms. And I really mean that, folks. With all my heart, I am leaning on the everlasting arms. So you all be praying for me. If you can come out to the rally, please do on Friday. Starts at 6 o'clock for fellowship, 7 o'clock for the event. At the Richmond, downtown Richmond Marriott, 500 East Broad. That's this coming Friday. A Second Chronicles 7:14 patriotic rally to secure America's future. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways,
I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. God bless each and every one of you. Stand up, step up, speak up, refuse to back up, because we cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we are on God's side.